It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a wonderful opportunity we have to come together and study the Word of God. We're going to be in the book of John, John chapter 5. We're going to once again read verse 27, 28, and 29. Now, I know that we've read those for several weeks, but we have added a lot to these verses of Scripture because we're looking at the resurrection of life, the resurrection of damnation. We looked at the great white throne judgment, and we're looking at the judgment seat of Christ. And so we're looking at all those things together. And it's very important that you hear the Word of God on these areas, because so often this is not preached or taught. So please, that you listen very carefully as we read those. Please open your Bibles to John chapter 5. We'll begin reading with verse 27 through 29. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address would be Parkview Bible Church. Again, street address is 18th and Church Street, Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Love to hear from you. Now, if you have your Bibles open, I love to get right into the study of the Word of God. So please, that we may get started today quickly. Now, we're about to read John chapter 5, verses 27 through 29. And hath given him authority. Now let's back up to 26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, we have read the precious word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Father, I thank you today that we can come and enjoy this sweet time. It's a wonderful time to study the Word of God, and as we look at these precious verses of Scripture, the resurrection of life and resurrection of damnation, we look at the great white throne judgment, and today we're going to look at the precious judgment seat of Christ, the wonderful time that believers will have. Please, Lord, help us to see this, help us to understand it so carefully that your way and will be done. Help us to grow, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we have looked at the last several weeks. We have spent time with the resurrection of life, when the resurrection of those that are saved will take place. We've talked that it'll be over 1,000 years later that we'll have a second resurrection, and that's the resurrection of the damned. The difference between the resurrection of life, those that will participate in that is the first resurrection. The resurrection of damnation is the second resurrection. The first resurrection will be only for the saved, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus alone, no one else, no other gods can you bow down to and worship, and just because you have did it with all your heart, you think that's good enough. It is not. It doesn't matter whether you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, is Savior, is Creator of this world. If you don't believe it, it still does not take away from the truth, because that is true whether you believe it or not. And you will go to hell if you refuse to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, He is your Savior. He has come to save you. But until you come by faith to Him, will it come to your account? Will it do you any good at all? You must confess your sin and come to Jesus today and be saved. Please meet him at the cross of Calvary. That's where he offered his life and took your place. All your sins were nailed upon the cross, and you were saved. Your sins were taken away, and the minute that you come by faith to Jesus, you're saved. So please, that you come by faith. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Do you hear the word of God? Now, we've talked about the resurrection of life. Those that refuse it, that's the first resurrection. Those that refuse it will be part of the second resurrection, which is the resurrection of the damned. That again will take place 1,000 years after the first resurrection. We've discussed the great white throne judgment. We have read many verses of Scripture over the last 2 times that we've been together. We have read Scripture after Scripture that speaks so clearly concerning the great white throne judgment and what's going to happen to you, what's going to take place, and all those verses of Scripture. And I have them still right in front of me, and there are many, many Scriptures that we have read the last 2 weeks concerning, the last 2 times we were together, concerning the great white throne judgment. That too is as the resurrection of the damned, is the resurrection, is the judgment of the damned, the judgment of the lost, the judgment that have ignored this sweet, precious calling, this invitation to come to Jesus. If you've ignored that, then you will be involved in both of those, the resurrection of the damned and the great white throne judgment. Those two will be part of your being, part of your life, that will take place. So please, you can miss the second death if you have part of the first resurrection. And the only way you can have that is to come to Jesus now. So please that you would do that. The judgment seat of Christ, much different than the great white throne judgment. Those that will be involved and participate and be present at the judgment seat of Christ will be only believers. Only believers in the Lord Jesus. No others. There'll not be one lost person present there. Only those, as we have read the last couple times we've been together, only those that will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you recall the books were opened and the book was opened? The books were all the works of all the lost. Those were the ones that were involved with trying to work themselves to heaven. Now, if you're one of those that's trying to work themselves to heaven, then, my friend, you're going to be as they. You'll open up the books, and it'll reread every work, everything that you have done, and he will look at that and recognize it to be nothing but filthy rags, and he will set your judgment. The sad thing is, my friend, that there'll be no time to change your mind to come to Jesus if you refuse to do it now. Now, I can say you have to do it right now because you won't have another chance. I don't know if you will or not. I don't know how long you're going to live. I don't know when you're going to die. I don't know when Jesus is going to come to get his church. But I do know that the day you do die, or the day that Jesus comes to get his church, at that point in time, and if you've heard the gospel right now, you probably will not have another opportunity. I know that if you go into the grave, your opportunities are finished. If you go into the tribulation, many believe that you will not have another chance if you've heard the gospel now. So either way, don't risk it. Come to Jesus today and be saved, that you can be a part of the first resurrection, which takes place at the rapture of the church, and then you can attend the judgment seat of Christ. Now, as we look at the judgment seat of Christ that is going to take place, those that are present will only be believers. Different than the great white throne judgment, where the works of the lost were there in kind of a, you know, a lot of people like to take like a scales, and they seem to weigh their works. And these works here are so good, and my evil works were so little, so small, that surely I will be good enough to get into heaven. But it doesn't work that way, because your works are as filthy rags. There is only one thing that's going to get you into the presence of God and get you into heaven and get you back in fellowship with God. And that is for you to come by faith to Jesus right now. That's the only way it's going to happen. Now, a lost person is judged by his works. And again, people seem to think that it's kind of a scales. And one is filled with one side of good works and the other one is filled with your evil works. And as long as one outweighs the other, as long as your good works outweigh your evil works, then you're okay. You're okay. There's nothing in the Word of God that teaches that. We do know that all those works will be judged, but the result is none good. Yeah, the result is all as filthy rags. Now the believer is also judged upon his works. Not for salvation. That's what the lost person is trying to do, is trying to show God he's good enough to get into heaven and good enough to get into his presence. Works will not do that. Only faith. Faith in Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus and believe with all your heart, and he will save you. That's how you get into the presence of God. But from the time that you have taken care of that, taken care of your salvation, from that time on, there is a walking with the Lord Jesus, a growing time. You don't just die instantly and go into the presence of God. Many people live many, many years after they've trusted by faith in Jesus. Many people only live just a few days or a few months, and they've squandered all of their life without Jesus. But I praise God that they were able to open their heart up and come by faith to Jesus and be saved, and at least be present at the judgment seat of Christ. But there is going to be a judgment of our works after we're saved. Now please listen very carefully. The lost are judged on all of their works, and they're found to be filthy rags because they've neglected the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's the great white throne judgment, the judgment of the lost. The judgment of the saved will be the judgment seat of Christ. That judgment will involve a judging of works as well. But it will only be from the time we trust in Jesus until we die or Jesus takes us in the rapture. And we don't know when that's going to take place. Maybe in our lifetime, maybe it will not be in our lifetime. But every deed, every work that is done in the glory of God, praising God, honoring God, all those will be accounted to our, given to our account. And so it's so important that you not just come to Jesus by faith, but it's also very important that you set your life to be in service unto the Lord, to live for the Lord Jesus. Now, as we look, we have many verses of Scripture, and I'm going to read, first of all, concerning this judgment, the judgment of believers. And we go to Romans chapter 14, verse 10. And the Scripture says, "But why doth thou judge thy brother? Or why doth thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All believers, no lost. Revelation 22:12 gives us a beautiful verse of Scripture. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Now don't forget, my friend, we're not talking about the lost. That judgment does not take place till some 1,000 years later. The judgment we're speaking of here is not the great white throne judgment. It is the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ only speaks to the saved. And the works that we will be tested on, the works that will be put to our account, Those works, my friend, are works that we do in the name of Jesus. Now, we will do many things, sad to say, in the flesh that will not do us, will not be to our account. They will be evident, they'll be there, but they're not going to do us any good. Now, what would be things that would do us good? Let me show you, if I may, to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we have an example here, 1 Corinthians. Please that you'd open your Bibles with me and read along. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to begin reading with verse 11. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, you've heard me many times say that you must come by faith to Jesus. You must do that at the very beginning, because you cannot build upon a foundation that does not exist. You must build upon the solid rock, the Lord Jesus. Now, as we live our life, we are going to build upon this foundation. As believers in Jesus Christ, a lost person cannot do this because you have not set your foundation. If you've ever been involved in any building, you will realize very quickly that to build a building without a foundation has no hope of standing, has no hope of ever weathering the storm. It will fall very quickly. So we must first of all have the right foundation. When we have the right foundation, then we can build upon that proper foundation, being Jesus Christ. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, you've heard me read this before, this foundation, the foundation being Jesus, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? As a believer, the Lord Jesus, you have trusted in the Lord Jesus. You've been saved. The Lord Jesus told those that were there when he ascended back into the heavens that I'm not going to leave you alone, but I'm going to send you the Comforter. The Comforter being the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to live within the heart of every believer. The day that you confess with your heart, confess with your mouth, and believe with your mouth, and believe in your heart that God hath raised you from the dead. Do you know what that means, being raised from the dead? Do you know what that means? You are dead in your trespasses and sins. You need Jesus. That's the only way you can be saved. Please that you would come to the Lord Jesus. Trust in Him. Please, as we read these verses of Scripture many times, beginning to read with verse 9 of Romans chapter 10, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, God hath raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, but He has also raised you from the dead, if you'll come by faith to Him. So will you please trust him? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Do you hear the need to be saved and to come to Jesus? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, the Lord raised the Lord Jesus. If thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him, Jesus, from the dead. But the reason Jesus was raised from the dead, and the reason that he took all your sins for you, is that you too can come from the dead. Because you're dead in your trespasses and sins. You need to be saved. Once you're saved, you've built this foundation. Upon this foundation, you shall continue to grow. You'll do some things that are very pleasing unto the Lord, and they will be as gold, silver, and precious stones. But you'll also build upon that foundation items that are not as good. They are works that the world likes. You walk away from the Lord Jesus. You do not serve him. You serve the world. You've slipped back into the world, and all of a sudden, instead of that structure being solid with gold, silver, and precious stones, it begins to have pieces of wood and parts of wood and parts of hay and parts of stubble. And then you may get your heart back right with the Lord. No, you don't lose your salvation. Once you come to Jesus, you're saved, and you're saved eternally. But what you do and the way you fellowship with the Lord will have everything to do with the judgment seat of Christ. And according to however you build, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, according to the way you build will be the way this judgment turns out. And again, no, you will not. You will not lose your salvation if you don't work so hard. Many churches teach that. That there's no way, and this is what the churches teach today. Many churches believe that if you do something that's contrary to the Word of God, then you lose your salvation. Some have kind of corrupted the Word so much that they say, well, you can't really lose it, but you could give it back. My dear friend, Jesus saved me. He saved the wretched soul that I am. And he has brought me a long ways, and he has got a lot of work to do to have a finished product that he wants. But I praise the Lord that he continues to work. And as I build gold, I build silver, use silver, I have precious stones. But it's sad to say that I also have wood, hay, and stubble that's in this building that I'm building. It's part of me. There's nothing I can do with my past from the time I was saved till now, but there is definitely something I can do from now till the day Jesus comes to get me at the rapture, or if I die and go into the grave. I need to be in service for him so that when I come to the judgment seat of Christ, stand before him, come before him, bow before him, be on my knees before him, that I will have something to honor him with. Not that Jesus will pat me on the back. Now, Paul desires, as many would say, that if I could just hear the words, thou good and faithful servant. And yes, that would be wonderful words. But many of you folks do not want to be a servant. You want to be served. And if you confess to be a believer and you want to be served, you're going to have an awful lot of wood, hay, and stubble. Because we're expected, and we should be with all of our heart, a servant unto the Lord Jesus and his work. Please that we listen to his will. Let me read now once again. For other foundations can no man lay. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. It's going to be clearly out in the open. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. What works do you think is going to abide? Only the works, only the things that we did in the name of Jesus with a proper heart, with a proper mind. You know, you can serve in the house of God all of your life. You can never miss a service, but you're doing it so people can see you do it. It's going to be wood, hay, and stubble. Another man or another person can come and do the same work that you're doing, but they do it because they can do it and because they want to honor the Lord. Are you going to be as the Pharisees, as they stand on the street corner and praying with such a perfect voice and perfect words and so that everyone around can hear? My friend, I don't want that kind of prayer. I want a prayer that comes from your heart. I don't care if while you're praying you have trouble getting the words out. I want you to pray from the heart. I want to hear the prayer that God is placing in your heart. I want to hear the burdens of your heart, not some fancy prayer. But you know, my friend, many people won't pray. They won't pray, they won't work, they won't serve. The only thing they do is complain. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. Where do you think that reward is going to be given? When is that going to be given? At the judgment seat of Christ. That's when it's going to be received. If any man's work shall be burned, verse 15, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Remember what I've said. He will be saved. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. It's a testing of the works that you have done in his name, works that you have done with your life since the day you were saved. Those are the works that's going to be tested here. Every work will be looked at, but many of those works will be burned up because we're going to do it for selfish reasons, not for the service of the Lord, not for the praise of His name. And then it closes there, and it's very clear that they're going to be burned up. You know how wood burns. You know how hay burns. You know how stubble burns. But you know how gold, silver, and precious stones, you know what happens then. They're purified. They're made better by the fire when the others are consumed. So you see the importance of serving the Lord Jesus. Because believer, maybe you've enjoyed this study on the Great White Throne judgment because you think, well, that's to that lost, and oh, preach on, preacher. Well, let's look at the judgment seat of Christ, because that's the one that you're going to attend, not the Great White Throne judgment. No, you're safe there. You're away from that. But there is a day that you're going to stand before the Lord Jesus and give an account of what you've done. And what's the scripture say? If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. He shall suffer loss. My dear friend, you thought once you died and once you're saved and that's going to be it. What are you going to have to lay at the feet of the Lord Jesus? He's died for you. He's taken all your sins away. What are you going to have to lay at His feet? Nothing. Big car. Big boat. Big house. Big bank account. What have you done with what He has given you? The talents He's given you, what have you done to serve Him? We're going to look this next time we come together. very quickly we're going to look at some of the things that please the Lord Jesus. So I ask that you tune in again, listen again. Don't miss the next time we come together. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?